I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dead fermented birds preserved inside the hollowed out body of a seal. That's kind of the start of the episode, isn't it?
Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming. It's like when you think about dragging a fucking tree into your house. It's weird, but we just think it's normal because it's Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, so is that sort of in between you?
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, ha!
Yeah, you guys might have to speak up a little bit, but that'll be fine. I feel like I'm talking really loudly today because I got tinnitus.
No. From what?
I was at a gig last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to?
Crawford.
No.
Yeah, I was at Tiss's old stumping ground last night.
Oh. What were you there for?
You're gonna laugh.
Oh, no, I know what you were there for.
And you got the
you were there for Superhands, was there?
No, I wasn't for that.
Oh.
No, I was there for a Smiths tribute band.
Oh, mate.
They were really good. We went there like...
The Smythes?
Yeah, the Smythes. We, we saw it advertised when we was in Edinburgh and we laughed, like, the Smythes. And then we kept seeing... Everywhere we went for, like, the last year, we kept seeing the Smythes. They were, like, playing wherever we went. And when I saw they were playing Wolverton, I was like, should we go? And we sort of like, yeah, all right. And then even when we was at the Crawford last night having a drink, and I was like, I can't bother to be here, I might just go home. When it started, they were really good. Yeah. They were really good.
They're like, really good cover band, aren't they?
Yeah, the front man is like in character the whole time, and he's really good. It's funny. I was kind of like laughing
because
he was really good.
Apparently, they're like one of the top Smiths cover bands.
Oh, they're brilliant.
In the UK.
I would go and see them again if they play locally again because it was just a good fun time. They just played like all the hits, so everyone's just like singing every word to every song. It was just really, really good. Yeah. They did two sets. They did like an hour, and then they had a break, and they did another hour.
Wow, that's pretty good.
But that's where I was last night. But I was real right near the front, and the speaker, so my left ear is like...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
See, I'm probably going to be speaking loudly because I've got a head cold. I can't hear anything.
So, Tiz, you're going to have to shout to keep up with me and Beef.
Absolutely amazing today.
That's brilliant, because it's the last Weird Tales.
I feel peak.
Good for you.
I can't remember how to play Lavender Town on the piano like I did last Christmas.
Okay.
But I will insert the recording from last Christmas episode and put it in this one. Whoa,
whoa.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. Welcome. Have we ever said welcome?
Weird Tales.
Welcome to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable, the award-winning podcast with Bob Choi, Adam Tiss, and Beef.
Hello.
Someone's in a good mood.
Hey, it's Christmas.
And it's Christmas, my favourite time of year.
I've got my Christmas jumper on and my Santa socks.
I've got my Christmas t-shirt, my Weird Tales and the Unexplainable Once Bitten Christmas t-shirt available to buy now on TeePublic. If you order it when you're listening to this, it definitely won't come in time for Christmas, so you've already missed the boat. But buy one anyway for next year.
When did you order yours?
Like a week ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did it come?
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah, it might come.
It was really quick.
It might come before Christmas.
Yeah. By the time this goes up, it's not from the time, which will be on Tuesday.
Yeah,
you're leaving it, you're cutting it a bit fine.
It's ruined.
If you order it as soon as you hear this, you might get it like Christmas Eve to wear on Christmas Day.
It might be a Christmas miracle.
It might be. That's the Christmas miracle we all want. But it's a lovely t-shirt, as usual. It's a good quality t-shirt.
Yeah, it is. It looks lovely.
And I got mine in maroon.
I like maroon.
Yeah.
It's a nice colour.
It is available.
What colours can you get it in?
You can get it in maroon, hot pink, black, or brown.
Mm.
I really wanted to make it available in like a dark green, because I wanted dark red and dark green for like the Christmas colours.
Yeah.
But the dark green colour on the website looked shit. So I just didn't make it available. I don't like giving people the choice.
Forget it.
I have the power to make every design we have available in every colour. Mm. So people can just have what they want, but I'm like, no. You want this t-shirt, it's in this colour.
Yeah, because otherwise it's not that exclusive, is it?
Someone needs to get on that hot pink Robs though.
No.
It's the only t-shirt design we never sold a copy of.
No one's ever going to get one.
Is it still available?
Oh, yeah.
Shall I get one for Rachel?
It's so garish.
She'll hate it. She'll hate it. And
I'll be honest, I would never wear it, so I don't blame people for not buying it.
The last thing I saw in hot pink was those razor phones. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Flip phones.
I had one of them.
That was the last thing you saw in hot pink. The last thing.
You used to go to raves all the time, though. Rave hot pink?
No, not the raves I go to.
You just too monged out your head. No idea.
Too monged on hot pink as always.
So, what have we got planned for the Christmas special this year, boys?
Oh, just you wait.
Just you wait for me to pull out my notebook and see what I've planned for us.
Believe what you've got planned for us tonight.
What we're doing today, we're going to record a Christmas special, and we're going to also record another episode. So you've got 2 weeks in a row of episodes. And then that's the break. Yeah.
I'm going to love it.
I'm running out of steam already.
It's hard to have steam when I can't. My head is a mess.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling a bit. Ugh.
No, you need to be up.
A bit ill. I'm upbeat, though. It's fine.
Okay, good. So, I've got another Christmas game.
Awesome.
Like I did last year.
Okay.
Is
it going to be one that I'm going to fail at again?
Well, do you remember last year I did weird Christmas traditions?
Yeah.
And I talked about how in England we put money in our Christmas puddings.
Yeah.
And if people in another country find that weird.
Coin in the pudding.
And coin in the pudding side. Also where Real or Rubs stemmed from.
Yeah.
Real
or Rubs is a year old.
Yeah, it's year old. Amazing. And it's just entered into the lexicon. so what I've done this time, we've got another round of coin in the pudding.
Sweet.
It's
an actual bowl for a Christmas pudding.
It is.
That's amazing.
And listen to that. And what I've done this time is think of pudding again. Not traditions, Christmas foods.
Wow.
So cool. Weird foods that people will eat at Christmas time around the world.
To be fair, Christmas pudding is a weird food.
Well, we only know our country has mince pies.
Yeah.
And when mince pies, apart from I think Australia has mince pies.
I was trying to explain to our American friends last Christmas when we went to Minnesota about mince pies, and she only knew them because she was over here for a year at uni.
And they're everywhere in England.
But then she was like, but it's not mince meat, so why?
It's a different thing. Yeah, but that's like saying it's not mince, it doesn't make your breath fresh. No, not that sort of mince.
Yeah.
Oh, what, the beef? No, not that sort of mince.
No.
We have a third mince and it's only around at Christmas time. It's really weird. When you think about it, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like when you think about dragging a fucking tree into your house. It's weird. But we just think it's normal because it's Christmas.
Do you know where the tree comes from?
No, go on.
It's the Victorians started doing it.
Ah, Victorians did everything.
The Victorians basically looked at Christmas and like, this is a bit dire. Let's do a load of traditions to make Christmas exciting for people.
Tree-ditions.
Oh, yeah.
So that's also where we get Christmas presents. They're giving people a present at Christmas. Yeah. The Victorians started all of it.
I was going to get some crackers for us to pull this year and I forgot, and I was going to get us to read the jokes out. But I forgot to buy them, and now I wish I never said it, because that would have been fun.
Yeah, but Christmas cracker jokes and wank.
Yeah, well, that would have been great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I always feel like a Christmas cracker joke is the equivalent of your 5-year-old cousin telling you a shit joke.
Yeah. It just kills the mood.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To cross the road.
I thought you were going to give me some, like, unexpected answer.
No. That was an actual joke that my younger brother told me when he was much younger.
So we've got... What I've got in here is 20 different Christmas foods. Mm-hmm. 10 are real, 10 are rubs.
Awesome.
I'm not getting involved, I'm not getting any points. This is just beef fetus. If you get it, you have to declare real or rubs to the one you pull. And if you get it right, you get a point. And if you can guess where in the world the tradition comes from...
Get another point.
You get another point.
Okay.
So
declare real or rubs, and then if it's real,
so a maximum of 20 points each.
Awesome. Are you ready for this, Tiss?
So should we do like a few now and come back to it periodically throughout the thing? Okay, who wants to go first?
Combi.
Alright. And so, some of these, because it's like I could only have a little space to write something, I've got more information on a lot of this.
Okay. Vrisgrot.
Vrisgrot. Okay.
Vrisgrot.
That is, it's like a big, it's kind of similar to what we would call rice pudding. It's like a big creamy rice pudding.
Okay.
And I think sometimes they put an almond in it, and sometimes they put a knob of butter on it.
Okay.
Riddle rubs.
It's real.
It's real?
Yeah.
Got a point. Where's it from?
Hey. Vrisgrot. Germany's too easy. It's not Germany. But maybe it is Germany, because it's Germany. Germany.
No, you're not. You're wrong. It's Denmark.
And also,
I think they also do it in Norway. I think I would have given you a point for any of the Scandinavian countries because they do it in a lot, but it started in Denmark. That one, actually, is a good point for me to mention. You can listen to the 5-Minute Folklore Christmas special on Thursday, where I talk a lot about Vrisgrot with Norwegian folklore.
Tiss, have you got anything you want to advertise?
Yeah, go to my website, adamtiss.com/tissington.
That website doesn't exist.
Tissingtons.com/website. Invention.com.
Creedthoughts.com.
Yeah. Invention.com. but I actually talk about Vrisgrot on 5-Minute Folklore, so I actually only put that one in here for me to remember to bring up 5-Minute Folklore on it, because the Christmas special is really good, it's really fun.
But I get a point anyway, so...
You get a point. I need to make a chart, don't I? Tiss be beef, so...
Yeah, don't do what I do and forget to give points.
Yes. Just realised, so Tiss be beef. And beef has 1 point. Okay, Tissy, take one of these. Some of these are really easy. Like, they're kind of gimmies.
Okay.
Cold meat jelly.
Right, real rubs. And what this is it's they get like almost like a big soup mix of like meat and like broth and stock, and then they chill it down to a jelly so you eat it cold and slice chunks of it off.
Sounds rank.
It sounds disgusting.
Sounds rubs.
Sounds rubs?
Yeah.
Totally real, mate. Cold meat jelly. But you can still get a point if you can tell me where in the world they do that.
I've heard of that
Romania.
Before.
Romania.
Yeah, it's Russia.
That was so close to Romania.
Because it began with an R.
2 points.
Well,
but 2 points for the R and A at the end of the word.
0 points for not getting any of it right.
Anything can happen.
Beef, you want to do another one?
Yeah. Anything can happen. If anyone asks if you've got a tattoo for the rest of your life, you have to see this. Raw blubber.
Raw blubber.
Is that just what I think it
is? It is just like whale skin. Sort of cut a chunk of it off, turn it inside out, and cut some of that blubber off and eat it. Christmas tradition.
What, cold? Like, eat it cold?
Raw,
they don't
it's
do
raw,
anything
yeah.
to it. Raw blubber. That's rubs.
It's totally real, mate.
Really?
Yeah. But
that is gross.
Where in the world, where at Christmas, do they think, let's have some raw blubber?
Japan.
Greenland.
Greenland. I was going to go with Iceland.
I definitely to Japan. Definitely.
Really, you were going to say Japan?
Don't they do the whole dolphin thing where they get them into the...
Well, that's what I was thinking.
...aquarium and they just chuck sticks at it.
Do they?
Yeah, isn't it Japan where they kill dolphins en masse? Like,
really?
Yeah.
They get them into this, like, big cove and they all come in at this time of year and then, like, there's pontoons all round them and the net just goes down the back... And then they're trapped between these pontoons, and the people just go like that and chuck like spears. And
that is horrible.
Kill the dolphins, yeah.
Go on then, Tissy, what you got?
Boiled chicken feet.
Boiled chicken feet. This is where they'll boil them like we do a stew for so long that they're soft, and then.
Rubs.
Real rubs?
Rubs.
That is rubs!
Yeah. Ugh.
You're so disgusted, and it wasn't even real. Where in the world don't they do that for an extra point?
Scandinavian.
Well, they don't do it anywhere, so yeah, I hope. I was worried that some of my rubs ones are actually real somewhere.
Could be.
Sorry.
Boiled goose.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, fellas.
Right, okay.
Rachel apologised as well.
What, have you guys brought anything to the table for Christmas? We're Christmas.
Christmas dinner.
Do you know that Coca-Cola changed the colour of Christmas?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, from green.
I didn't know this.
Do you not know?
Did you actually not know this?
No.
What we look as a Santa Claus comes from Coke adverts.
Really?
Yeah.
So the red
Coke, the white, that was just from an old Coca-Cola advert. And everyone just adopted it.
Because St. Nick used to be Yitgur Green.
He also wasn't like a big fat guy with a big white beard. He was just like a toy maker guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I knew that about St. Nick, but I thought our idea of Father Christmas just came from...
Oh, well, I didn't actually read about this for the episode. I read about it
Santa.
For 5 Minute Folklore, but name dropping that again. Father Christmas was a British thing, and Santa Claus was an American thing, and they've just become the same thing.
Right.
But Father Christmas was more like... It wasn't like a children's thing. It was more like an embodiment of, like, everyone in the family gathering around and drinking alcohol and stuff.
Mm. I'm going to tell you this because I read this week and thought Bob and Tiss will hate this. There's
Well, thanks for sharing with us.
There's you may not. I don't know. This for me, I read this article and it just embodies the shit part of parenting these days.
Okay.
I'm going to love this. Then. There was a woman that had written an article basically trying to convince all parents to stop taking their kids to see Father Christmas or Santa.
In case he gets a boner.
In case he gets a big erection.
Is that actually it?
No. No, of course it's not. No, because of a load of bollocks about your kids being with strangers and that they... You shouldn't put them under that much like stress because they don't know who it is. And
it's not much stress. Kids fucking love it.
I'm gonna tell you one thing about my son. And my son won't be the same as every other kid in the world.
Okay.
But when...
He won't be the same as every other kid in the world.
No. But me and Rachel are quite good at being social with him and making sure he sits with different people and spends time with people so he gets to know everyone. He always does the same thing. With someone he's not met before or someone he's not too sure of, he'll look at them and then look at me and Rachel. Mm-hmm. And as long as we're like smiling and we look relaxed, he'll smile at them, he'll play with them, whatever. So bollocks to all that. Like, if you want to take your kid to see Father Christmas, do it.
People just... The thing is, it gets clicks. People write these things.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is a stupid opinion. Everyone's going to click on it.
It was a woman that I know.
Oh, right. It wasn't just like a stupid blog article.
And it wasn't a blog. She writes for blogs, but she's a writer. But she... Yeah. And I read it. And I'm not... Like, she's a nice woman. I just read that. And I was like, oh, come on. So Santa was green.
Santa was green. Now green was red. Coca-Cola did it.
And changed into red.
Yeah.
Right.
For me, Christmas doesn't even exist anymore, to be honest. It literally doesn't.
Mm.
Okay.
What are we doing this episode then?
Go on.
It doesn't even register, like, the day anymore. I think it'll be about 2 years and it won't even... Like you just do stuff on Christmas Day, which isn't Christmas Day. It's just...
Well, I always wanted...
Do what you do.
I always, from like a teenager, I stopped caring about Christmas when I was a teenager, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I always just wanted to meet up with all my friends on Christmas Day. When it came to Christmas and we was at school at sixth form, I used to be like, who wants to do something Christmas Day? Who wants to go to cinema Christmas Day? Who wants to like do something? And everyone was like, no. Oh, no, it's Christmas. Christmas is fucking boring. Can we do something?
That's what I grew up with.
Though. It's like you're not allowed to do anything.
Christmas Day was the day you're supposed to stay at home, open your presents and play computer games. That was for me. What Christmas Day was for me is you open your presents in the morning and then you play the computer game that you got for the rest of the day.
You got a computer game every Christmas.
The Christmas that I got Shenmue 2 was the best Christmas ever.
You're probably like 17.
No. It's not. I don't know what. It was literally the year it came out as well, because it was pirate. It was a pirate disc. It's a pirate Dreamcast version.
Your Christmas present was a pirated copy of Shenmue 2.
Yeah, my uncle got it for me. It's brilliant. That was a great Christmas. I used to, at the family parties, everyone would be downstairs, I'd be upstairs playing my games. It's great having the family parties at your own house. You could just fuck off upstairs.
Yeah, we used to go to my grandparents' house, but there's their spare room. That was when my dad moved in with my grandparents for a bit when he was trying to get his flat. So that was around the time we used to have a Christmas at my grandparents' house. And so his bedroom was sort of like my room as well when I used to stay there.
Yeah.
So that was almost like I had my own room at my grandparents' house. So yeah, I would fuck off in there and play like my dad's PlayStation and stuff.
Yeah.
I used to get the new FIFA. Go play FIFA for like 3 hours upstairs.
Yeah. I remember playing Metal Gear Solid 1 year, doing the whole of the tanker.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone, all the family would... It'd be like... a long line of aunties and uncles that would come upstairs and they'd just pop their head in. Oh, hi, Adam, yeah. Merry Christmas.
You can't pause the cutscenes in Metal Gear Solid 2 mentally.
Yeah.
some of the longest fucking cutscenes in the world, you can't pause them.
Yeah.
Just sit upstairs. Yeah, no, you take a moment, be like, your dinner's ready, like, yeah, we're down in a minute.
Be down in 2 days.
Oh, come on. Like an hour later.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, like, way. Metal Gear Solid, they couldn't complete number 4 for so long because I was like, right, I need an hour.
Yeah,
at the end of this game.
Well, one of the cutscenes in Metal Gear Solid 4 famously is an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
As long as a film.
And I had to, like, make the night available for that.
I love Metal Gear Solid 4, but it's the reason I can't really replay it, because it's such a commitment to watch all these, to watch those films again.
And the only reason you watch them in the first place is curiosity.
Yeah.
Because you want to know what the fuck's going on. Yeah.
That's why I thought Metal Gear Solid 5
was good, because all that stuff was optional. The reason it's a cutscene, if you can't explain it in like a few minutes tops,
yeah, yeah.
It's not worth the story.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I think that's why I think I played Metal Gear 3.
Hmm. Metal Gear 3 is like quite wordy as well.
I remember
because it's like,
no,
Cold
that's
War.
It. I got it. I'd heard about Metal Gear games at school, so yeah. I asked for it for like my birthday, I think it was, and I got it.
First
and I was playing it, I was like, this has been going on 10 minutes. And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, is this wrapping up? Because I don't think I even care. I don't even know who this man is anymore.
It's Solid Snake's dad.
And 3 was quite fun. I remember playing Snake, 3 and
3
it was
is
fun.
Like probably my favourite.
Crawling through the grass, eating snakes. It's good fun.
Snake here.
Mm. But this is where I guess you guys will always have a bit of a... the Christmas will always be different for me.
Yeah.
Because of what Christmas is about.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Do
you go to Midnight Mass?
No. I have done it a few times.
I have actually been
I've done it a few
mass.
Times. It's nice to go to.
My grandparents used to go, so I sometimes...
But now I need to be asleep by about 10:30 right. Because of Joel maybe waking up in the night.
Yeah, getting excited about Christmas.
Yeah, but... yeah, no, it's all right.
My cousin used to get so excited about Christmas. This is James, who's been with me on a few episodes for listeners. He would get so built up about Christmas that he would like wake up at like 4 a.m, like too much, like he's shaking. The build up is so much for a kid at Christmas. I remember one year he was like woke up like shaking, go, oh my god, my presents, threw up everywhere, was just sick, and then went back to sleep because he felt ill and didn't even open his presents. But I always remember Christmas was such a big deal, like it was hyped up for. When you're a kid, it's like a week is a long time as a kid. So the month of December, when it's just like Christmas is coming,
do you feel like
the days are coming
this year?
That's like your head when you're a kid.
The days are coming.
Yeah,
the days are coming. I feel like this year people have put their decorations up like the start of December, or even no, there were people down our road putting their decorations up around my birthday.
Becca's sister put her Christmas tree up in the middle of November.
I saw that and I thought, that's too
early.
What
the fuck are you doing?
That's too early.
Don't you realise?
And
everyone's going to do that.
I don't mind people that put, if you want to do it, just do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it and then be like, yeah, but next weekend we're going to this,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do.
They make excuses.
And then it's this, and then it's too late. And you're like, well, just do it if you want to do it. Do
like,
it.
People listening, if you're putting your tree up in the middle of November, do what you want to do at the end of the day, but realise you're making the world worse. Because if you're putting your Christmas tree up on 20th of November, then the companies are thinking, huh, that idiot actually did it. And you're not the only one. If you've done it, there's other people that have done it.
Yeah.
So then the next year they think, oh, maybe we can get away with putting them out on the 15th. And then some idiot will be like, oh, 15th, never, the Christmas trees are out, I'm going to put mine up. Then the next year the companies go, maybe we can get away with the 10th. Before you know it, you're putting your Christmas tree out before Halloween.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I saw, and I kid you not, I was in Tesco's in Aylesbury in August. And they have it's the extra, so they have like a seasonal aisle.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just whatever's going on. So in the summer, I went down there to get a watering can.
Really?
Yeah. And I was walking along, I was like, yeah, there's like barbecues, outdoor plates and cutlery, little like novelty things you can put in your garden, seeds, advent calendars, and I was like, what the advent calendars in August.
That is insane.
I was like, this is it makes me sad as well, I guess, because Christmas to me isn't about all that shit.
But that's all it is to everyone. That's all it is at the moment.
Well, it is, yeah. But to me, it's not. That isn't what Christmas is.
No.
It never has been in my house. The presents we've got have always been quite... When I hear about presents that people get, like, I know I'll go back to school in January, as in work, not school.
Yeah.
I know I'll go back and kids will have got, like, drones.
Yeah.
Or, like, football boots signed by... The footballer that wears them or something, and they'll be like,
even like the latest iPhone. That's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
iPhone 10s. We've already got kids who've got iPhone 10s.
I can't afford that shit.
Why have you got that?
To be fair, I haven't got a job. If I had a job, I can't afford that shit.
Yeah, but it's not about that. And, yeah, my parents... I think even if my parents were wealthy, I don't think they'd have done that.
No kid needs an iPhone 10.
No. No.
No kid needs that.
Last night...
Parents are worried. They've got to outdo each other.
Last night...
Their friends got it.
So Rachel's uncle's got an iPhone 10.
Right.
And he was like, so I said, oh, what, we were talking about, like, what features. So I said, oh, so we all joke every time a new iPhone comes out, people are like, yeah, but what's different?
Mm.
And kid you not, the thing he showed us was that it can use your face to create an emoji.
Yeah, like, that's the thing everyone does. I'm like, that's worth a grand to you.
Okay. Okay.
Do you really care? If you care about that, like, what's...
I mean, he does. He didn't care about it. He was like, oh, that's a gimmicky thing.
Yeah, but people do. But they are advertising that on the advert for iPhone 10s, and it's like, yeah, this is what you think is going to make people pay a grand for this. Oh, wait, they did.
Yeah.
People don't know what they want, so they just want the flashiest new thing.
People just want the next phone, didn't they?
Flashing,
it's not about,
Mac,
like, what it's doing. It's just like,
but this is,
my phone's up for renewal, I'll get the newest one.
We were talking when we did Unwatchable a few weeks ago, we were talking about how photos now are just such throwaway shitty things because people take selfies all the time.
Yeah.
And I hate that now we've got phones that you can say, take a selfie, and they take, like, I hate it. If you take selfies and you listen to our show, stop it. You don't need to take that many selfies.
How many selfies have you got on your phone, babe?
How many selfies have I got on my phone?
Yeah.
None, next to none. I don't take selfies. There's loads of photos of my son.
Every now and then I try and take a photo, and it accidentally hits the selfie button, and I'm like, it's like a horrible
confronted
shot.
By yourself.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
God.
I know.
Yeah. No wonder everyone hates me. Right, this is a really downbeat Christmas episode. All we've done is complain. Take another fucking coin.
Christmas is terrible. It's a terrible time.
Oh, fuck off. Christmas is great.
Nah.
I mean, Merry Christmas, everyone.
My days.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's why Christmas songs suck now, because Christmas sucks now. Christmas used to be, like, really, like...
People are going to be so glad that we're going on a break. We need to revive.
Oh, God, you guys are so dour.
Come on, I want
to
be happy.
Go to India and have your spirit cleansed. Laidlink.
Laidlink is... Okay, so this is... it's a, like a bowl full right. of mashed up biscuit, nuts, banana, and, like, brown sugar. Just, like, mashed up, but like an eating mess.
Right.
And that, like, is a traditional Christmas dessert in this country. Real or rubs?
It's real.
Rubs, mate. I just thought it sounded fucking delicious.
It does sound tasty. I want you to make that for me for Christmas.
I was trying to think of one that sounded, like, boring enough to be real, but with a foreign name. It's my equivalent of Riesgrott.
Riesgrott.
Yeah, it's a Laidlink, yes. But you get another point. Tess, get your coin in that pudding.
We'll just spill them all over the table.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Sounds like a Halloween tradition.
Well, in this country,
okay,
the only time they eat pumpkin is on Christmas.
Okay.
And they stuff it with rice and raisins.
Rice and raisins?
They mix rice and raisins together, stuff it with pumpkin with it, and that's what they have on Christmas.
I hope it's rubs.
Is it real or rubs?
I hope it's rubs.
You hope it's rubs, but do you think it's real or rubs?
I hope it's rubs.
It's real.
It's real.
That's real.
I'd have gone real for that.
Yeah.
I guess that sounds
quite nice.
Can I guess where it is?
You don't like raisins and rice?
Not in a pumpkin.
Well, yeah. Oh, that was your issue. Just yeah, you have to guess where it is. Well. You can still get a point for this.
In the words of Madness, that's one step beyond.
In the words of Madness, that's baggy trousers. Baggy trousers.
Don't put raisins in that.
In the words of Madness, we won't be eating that in.
Oh. Go on, where do they have that?
It's got to be a country where they can grow pumpkins that time of year, so it's going to be cold.
Okay.
Someone's been...
I'll be honest, this is one of the trickier ones to guess.
Good luck.
Turkey. No. I don't know, Canada.
What's your final answer?
Did you say Canada. Turkey and then remembered you needed somewhere hot, cold?
Canada. Do you honestly think Canadians are eating like pumpkin with rice in it on Christmas Day? No, it's Armenia.
Armenia.
That's what I was going to say, is a hard one.
Oh man, you would not have got that.
Yeah, that's hard to guess. That might be, that might be the trickiest one to guess. So. But you've got to do another one. We'll do another one each. At the moment, it's 2-1 to beef.
Fried carp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. It's a fish.
Yeah. It's real.
It's real?
Yeah.
I thought this was an easy one. I knew Tish would get it. Because, okay, tell me where you think it is first.
What I think it is?
Where they have fried carp.
Iceland.
No. Tish, do you know where?
No.
Oh, really?
No way.
I thought you were going to get this because you worked on a building site.
Right.
And building sites traditionally have a lot of Polish people on.
Oh.
And I've heard like a lot of Polish people on building sites talk about like fried carp. And even in Britain, I thought this was a real easy one because... Yeah. In newspapers a lot, when we had a lot of Polish people over here, maybe like a year or two ago, they kept having to put signs up at lakes, like, stop fishing our fucking carps out, we don't eat carp in our country.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That is sport fishing, you don't take these home and eat them.
Was it from Daily Mail?
Yeah, don't read the Sun.
Yeah, but it'll be like, it'll be lakes where you're not supposed to take carp, yeah. It's sport fishing lakes, that's why. That was more the point, like, this is for sport fishing. You don't take the stuff home and eat it. But we don't really sell carp in our supermarkets, so they're like, where else are we going to get our Christmas carp?
Well, exactly.
But they do this in Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, quite a few Eastern European countries.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. But you did get a point for getting
3-1.
Tis, take another one.
A whole pig ground into a paste and spread on our toasted bread.
Oh, so do I need more description than that? A whole pig ground into a paste and spread on toasted bread.
Yeah, it's got to be real, isn't it?
It's for your appetizer on Christmas.
Is it real?
Real or rubs? Real?
Is it real?
That's rubs, mate. Yeah, I made that up. I mean, that's what this is about me.
A whole pig ground into a paste. But that's just pate.
Yeah, but not the whole pig.
Yeah, it's just pate. I don't know what goes into it.
No, pate's the proper meat.
What, do they not use a whole pig?
No.
Pate's not just meat either. It is like, there is like herbs and vegetables and stuff in pate.
Yeah.
It's normally like they leak in pate as well sometimes.
If it's foie gras, it's foie gras.
Foie gras is duck. That's the naughty one. That's where they force feed ducks and shit until they're all like bloated and sick.
In Czech Republic they had tofu foie gras, which was foie gras but tofu.
I've had foie gras but I didn't know what it was.
I've never, the tofu foie gras was amazing.
Yeah, but could you do it if you didn't know what it was?
Could I eat it? I don't mean
if you just looked at foie gras and asked the waiter what it was and he said, oh, it's like a really yummy pate.
I'll try it because I used to love pate.
And now I know what it is. I'm like, oh, I feel a bit
isn't
dirty.
It illegal in this country?
I was in France.
Oh, right. Yeah, they love it in France.
Yeah.
Foie gras is illegal in quite a few countries.
Probably. Well, now we know
like,
why,
it's pure, like, animal abuse. They just, like... It's like waterboarding a duck with fucking grain.
Yeah. Anyway,
Jiminy Christmas again.
Jiminy Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, people.
All right, Beef. What did you bring anything for Christmas to talk about?
I did. I'm gonna bring the reference to your ear holes.
Oh, okay.
I love this hog, Mama.
Dwight said it's hog ma.
What is maw?
It's the lining of the stomach.
Oh, judgment is nigh, for the Belschnickel is I.
Yes, he is finally nigh.
I am nigh.
Every year, my grandfather would dress up as Belschnickel at Christmas. He was okay at it. I am great. You know, they say some people were born to be bad. Well, I was born
to be Belschnickel. Oh, Belschnickel has traveled from distant lands to discover how all the boys and the girls have been behaving this last year. Oh, too much strudel.
So he's kind of like Santa, except dirty and worse.
No, much better. No one fears Santa the way they fear Belschnickel. Wow.
It's my favorite part of Christmas, the authority.
And the fear.
Yes, exactly.
Come on, Dwight, you're making this up.
No.
This is a real thing. Belschnickel is a crotchety fur-clad gift-giver related to other companions of St. Nicholas in the folklore of southwestern Germany.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Of course.
Okay, great. Seriously, you guys? Now you believe in Dwight's traditions when some Democrat looks it up on Wikipedia?
His partner, Schwarte Piet, or Black Peter, a slave boy, often portrayed in colorful pantaloons and blackface.
No, Dwight. No.
Oh, come on. We don't blindly stick to every outmoded aspect of our traditions. Come on, get with the spirit of it, you guys.
So okay. That gave a pretty concise description
the thing is,
of what
I did research Belschnickel, but that is precisely what Belschnickel is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's season 9 of The American Office. If you want a full episode containing Belschnickel, but
he appears in a couple as Belschnickel, doesn't he? A couple of.
I think he does it in one. It's one of the like pre-intro scenes where it's not very long.
Right.
But that's one where Jim isn't Jim like acting manager or something.
Gives him
the authority to come in as Belschnickel. Yeah, it's kind of creepy, really.
Austria,
it's like creepy,
and
dirty
Southern
Santa.
Germany have all the weird Christmas.
Yeah.
Friends.
And the idea is if you've been nice, you get a nice gift, but it's usually like a gift that's going to, not just like a indulgent thing. It's a Pennsylvania Dutch tradition. So it's what's going to benefit you? What are you going to benefit? It'd be like something healthy or something to benefit you spiritually or something like that. If you've been a nasty bastard, you get punished. It's not like just a lump of coal. You get actual punishment.
Well, Krampus beats you with length of a stick, doesn't he? And sometimes banishes you to hell.
Which I think Belschnickel.
Belschnickel has a stick as well.
Belschnickel's a whip.
Whip.
I think it's like a whip, and you get whipped around the anus. The anus. So you have to like split your bum open.
Right on it.
Really, really precise.
We talked about the Schwarzer Peter as well, Black Pete last year.
Schwarzer Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which they mentioned, and I had to play it, one, because it's fun to listen to, but two, because that is precisely what Belschnickel.
You know what, when I first watched The Office, I thought that it wasn't real, I thought he was joking, and even when they read it from Wikipedia, I thought that was part of the joke of the episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, Belschnickel's
really real.
Yeah.
How would you feel, like, bear in mind, let's just imagine for a moment that you grew up in one of these Scandinavian countries or Germany where this is real. This is what you're taught as a kid. How would you feel about Christmas? Do you think you feel any differently now?
I might enjoy Christmas more.
Because
there's more characters. I watched the Krampus March in Munich live the other day, and it was amazing. And like, kids are like, it's really scary, but kids are like really like loving it. They're going nuts. They're like scared of them, but you know, as a kid, when something's a bit scary, it's really fun. It's really fun to watch.
Tiff, how would you feel if you grew up around and the Christmas traditions, instead of going and sitting on a horny old Santa's knee and telling him you want a Shenmue 2 pirated copy, you grew up around Krampus and Belschnickel and Schwarzpeter? How would you feel about Christmas?
You think you'd like it more or less if you'd grown up in them countries?
Do the people in those countries like it?
I guess so.
I think so.
They still celebrate it.
Well, it's the way that most people feel over here about all our traditions.
I feel like they would look at our traditions and be like, their Christmas is so boring, they just have Father Christmas. We have, like, Belschnickel, Black Pete, Santa.
Don't forget Christingles, mate. Christingles are amazing.
Wow. I don't think I'd find it any different. It's just a load of make-believe characters, isn't it?
Isn't he so upbeat?
Yeah.
You're
so dour.
Like, I'm not interested in Santa, so, like, adding more to the mix would just be, like, another uninteresting pile of weight.
Even, like, Krampus.
You're not interested in Santa?
If I was interested in the fake ones we've got, then moving on to more fake ones.
But you were interested in Santa when you was a kid?
I had to be. He existed when I was a kid.
Yeah.
He was the... the standard, wasn't it?
Do you actually ever remember, like, realising that Santa wasn't real? Like, the moment you realised?
Yeah.
Really?
No, yeah. I can't remember. No, I think I had an inkling, and it just over the years, you sort of get a sort of idea, and you're just like, it's probably not real.
I feel like I believe, like, way longer than I should have. I felt like I was still all about Santa until I was, like, 15.
Yeah, I'd say 13.
You think that now, but when you actually remember what you're actually like at 13, you wouldn't have believed it still.
I think it was when I went to sanctuary school.
Yeah,
like when I started year 7, I believed it until then. I heard some other people talking about it, and then I remember sitting on a bus on the way home from school thinking,
are they real?
This is bollocks. Why?
Yeah. It's not real.
Really? There's one man. I was like, he'd have to deliver to,
yeah,
I mean, hundreds of millions of children.
You never consider to it.
In one night. It's when all the logic starts filtering through, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
this doesn't feel
I'm
right.
I'm sorry if any children are listening, but we're just talking about some home truths about Santa now.
I remember when Zachary, my youngest brother, stopped. I think he just did the same thing. But I think he did it and then carried on playing for a couple of years.
Yeah, I think I did that as well.
Because
like,
we were all playing along
thing.
With it.
Yeah.
I think he was like, do they think he's real?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to tell Mum that Santa's not real. She's the one who's buying the presents.
I think because also my parents always went out their way to weave a nice big lie for me.
Mm.
You know,
you don't want to think that your parents lied to you.
Because I think I was really close one year to figuring it all out when I was like,
diagrams on your wall, it's not
tape. Bits of string.
My house at this time.
No, I think I was probably about 9, and I realised because I'd been to school, and I came home and I was like, Mum, why do other kids at school get way more nicer presents than me? And I get like a jumper or like some shit like that. And I remember my mum was thinking about it and caught off guard. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then my dad came in and he said, well, it's not his money. We give him the money, and some families obviously can spend a bit more money.
That's a good answer.
So yeah, it was. And I was like, oh yeah. I was like, of course. My dad like laughed about it. He's like, otherwise he'd have to be like some crazy billionaire with way too much money. He's like, oh yeah, idiot.
What a proud dude. Right, do we want to open a present?
Have we got a present?
We've got a present.
Have we?
It's not from me.
We've got a present.
We've got a present to open. Yeah,
amazing.
Is it from Anthony Anderson?
It's not.
Oh,
I'll go and get our present.
Yeah, go get the present.
Well, as soon as you see the box, you'll know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what it was?
I think I know what it is, yeah.
Okay.
Is it a beer hawk? Beer.
It is. This is reading the box. So this is...
the clue is on the beer.
So amazing. This is from one of our listeners. Actually, a listener that I play D&D with.
Oh.
And he also does a lot of the voice work for 5 Minute Folklore.
Amazing.
Oh. So, Rick, who you actually met at the beer tasting.
Yeah, Rick,
so,
yeah.
To wish us all at Weird Tales a Merry Christmas and to give us a Christmas treat for providing free entertainment through the year, he's bought us a big crate of beer.
Thank you, Rick. That's really, really
so
good.
So, listener of the week this week.
Wow.
I know Anthony didn't get it for getting us beer. Not going to bribe us, but it's Christmas.
I'm glad he begins to listen to the show. Begined.
Beer.
Oh, begins.
I'm glad he begins.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Rick. Listener of the week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We can divvy this up
That's
between
very,
us.
Very, very kind.
Listener of the week.
We're going to open it.
Wow. 12 beers in it.
Fantastic.
What?
And they're all varied.
Wow.
So we can take 4 each.
Okay.
Okay, so we get them all out.
Tish, take all the rank ones.
Yeah. And there's some lagers, there's some angles.
Wow.
Some
wild swan.
Oh, am I taking one?
Yeah, yeah.
I may as well take this one.
Right.
If that's all right.
That's fine. Then we're going to take
awesome.
Turns, aren't we?
They all look fantastic.
This is going to take us ages.
Yeah. That didn't take too long.
Yeah, I'm definitely not leaving that in the episode because it's not very interesting. So listen to us be like,
this one. And they can't even see. They're just like,
no, that's not even said what they were. I love this one. What did you? This chose this
ging,
one.
Ging, ging,
ging.
But yeah, we divvied them all out. We take on 4 beers each. Thanks a lot, Rick. We're going to enjoy them over
the
Christmas period.
Really, really kind. Thank you.
Thanks, Tickle Rick.
All right, let's whack for some more of these. Let's get going.
Let's do it. Am I going first?
BBQ.
Barbecue, come on. Riddle rubs. People have barbecue on Christmas Day.
Dr. Dre does. He has barbecue every day. So it's true somewhere.
He eat barbecue every day.
Is it true?
You go real, yeah?
Yeah.
It's totally real. This is a gimmick. Like, there's some place where they famously have barbecue on Christmas Day.
America.
Totally false.
God, told Texas.
Can I say it? Yeah. Australia.
Yeah, Australia's famously have a barbecue on Christmas Day.
But Dr. Dre is in
smokes weed every day.
Baby, what you got?
Do I get a point for Australia?
No, because it was Tiss's question.
Oh, Tiss. Fried caterpillars.
Right. Where do they snack on fried caterpillars at Christmas time?
Nowhere, it's rubs.
It's real. But you can tell where you think they do it.
China.
Not China, it's South Africa.
South Africa?
Yeah. Really?
That's surprising, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Turtle.
And when they have this on Christmas Day, they will scoop the turtle out, cook the bits they want, and then put it back in the shell to use the shell as a bone.
Yeah, that's true.
Real or rubs?
That's true.
Real or rubs?
It's real.
It's rubs. The ones I made up are foul.
Is this the one you picked for me? Goat testicles.
Well, actually, what does it say?
Testicles, brackets, goat.
I was just going to write testicles. I was like, I better clarify. So where in the world are they going to be wanting to eat goat's testicles if it's real?
If it's real.
Do you think it's real, Christmas Day goat testicles?
I feel like it's real.
Russ?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I think it's real, Russ. Yeah. Go on then, take another one now, and then we can do the last three. Yeah.
Divvy them out.
Fried egg sandwich.
I love a fried egg sandwich. But yeah. Fried egg sandwich on Christmas Day. Tradition to eat a fried egg sandwich on Christmas Day. Real or rubs?
Rubs.
Yeah, it's rubs. I just really fancied a fried egg sandwich when I was writing these.
Yeah.
Bread.
What kind of fried egg, though? What's like a fried egg, like just a normal fried egg?
Yeah.
It's like a fried egg in a bat.
Lovely. Like fried.
So you got bread.
Bread.
But this place in the world, or is there, where on Christmas Day they will only eat bread. It's the only food they can have on that day. Real or rubs?
Sounds a bit dull. That's real.
Real? That's totally real.
Yeah. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, no, that's not real. No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What did we talk about? It's my turn, isn't it? You did Belschnickel?
I did Belschnickel.
Okay, I've got one here. I was going to talk about this last year, but we didn't have time. But have you guys heard of Frau Perchter?
No. Tell us about
another crazy South German and Austrian one.
There's so many crazy characters there.
Yeah, and I'm going to read the way they've written it on mentalfloss.com because it sums it up quite neatly.
Okay.
Tales told in Germany and Austria sometimes feature a witch named Frau Perchter, who hands out both rewards and punishments during the 12 days of Christmas, December 25th through Epiphany on January the 6th, which isn't what I consider the 12 days of Christmas. I thought the 12 days of Christmas was the 12 days leading to Christmas.
Yeah, I thought it was as well.
But, okay.
Wow.
She's best known for her gruesome punishment of the sinful. She will rip out your internal organs and replace them with garbage. The ugly image of the Perchter may show up in Christmas processions in Austria, somewhat like the Krampus. Perchter's story is thought to have descended from a legendary alpine goddess of nature who tends the forest most of the year and deals with humans only during Christmas. In modern celebrations, Perchter or a close relation may show up in processions during Fastnacht, the alpine festival just before Lent. There may be some connection between Frau Perchter and the Italian witch La Befana. But La Befana isn't really a monster, she's an ugly but good witch who leaves you presents. So Perchter, it's the same thing. Is these
South German monsters?
They'll have these like there are just loads of different horrible people that give you good things and more bad things.
Yeah, they're just the more evil version of Santa.
Yeah, but they have
four or five of them.
Yeah, there's lots.
Yeah, why so many?
Well, there you go.
I don't know. I mean, that seems a bit more heinous, doesn't it? The ripping out your anus, like replacing it with garbage.
Heinous, right in the anus.
Heinous in the anus. I don't know. Tiss, what do you think to these Germans needing to tell us about these horrible people that rip out your intestines and replace them with
needing to tell us
at Christmas. I've
got to tell you something
at Christmas.
Ripped out my
I feel like their need to tell us is a bit over the top.
Well, no, because surely that would be the way in forcing children to be good. Because if you're bad,
forcing,
then they're going to come and rip out your innards and replace
it. It's just lies, isn't it?
Not massively sure like that works.
What lies to children?
Surely German children don't accept this shit.
Probably gets to a certain point where you just say, fuck it, I don't care.
Guarantee as well that if you ask the average German, if this is something that they're not going to.
Yeah, but it's the same as Santa.
Yeah, but I don't think it is.
What else have we got for Christmas? What did you guys enjoy this year? I don't know.
Everything. Everything that came at me.
Did you like all the films you saw this year, Tess?
Yeah, I liked two.
Well, did you actually see any films this year, and what did you like? Because I'm intrigued. I'm always intrigued to what you like.
Name me some films that came out, and I might. I can't remember off the top.
Back to this again.
What would we?
Well, you've seen films.
What of this year? What's your top films of the year? And I'll say if I've seen them.
I wrote down some of my favourite films this year. I see a lot of films.
So you saw films? What films?
I saw a lot of films this year. Ones I really liked. I just made a note. I just went through and thought of the ones I really liked. So if I remembered them today, it must have been I really liked them.
Uh-huh.
Star Wars doesn't count because I'm like a big baby for Star Wars and I'll always be like, who's the best? So Star Wars isn't included.
Yeah, fair enough.
I really liked Baby Driver.
Uh-huh.
That was great. Great film.
It's a fantastic film.
I really liked...
I loved it way more than I thought I would.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I saw it twice at cinema.
Mm.
I really liked Get Out, which came out right at the beginning of the year. That may be my favourite film of the year.
Didn't see it.
That was brilliant.
Haven't seen it yet. I've got it ready to
watch. I feel like both of you guys would like it. It was just like a really... It was like a film-length episode of Black Mirror, pretty much.
What else?
I really liked the new Blade Runner movie, 2049. That was brilliant. That was fucking long, but it was really good. It was like watching two films back-to-back.
Wow.
And it even felt like that because it was like a certain point, about the halfway point, where it kind of the plot changes a bit, and it felt like I just started watching the sequel like in the middle. But that was really good. It was like amazingly filmed. It was the same guy who did it, who did Arrival, so it was really like amazing cinematography.
Okay,
I still haven't seen Arrival.
What else?
What else came out this year? Last
none of these tickling your fancy?
Not that they haven't tickled my fancy. I just haven't seen them.
Logan came out this year. Logan was really good.
Guardians, did that come out?
Guardians came out this year. Marvel had a pretty good year. One of my favourite films.
Guardians 2 I saw.
Guardians 2 was pretty good. I really liked the Spider-Man film, which I thought was going to suck, but I really enjoyed it. And what was the other Marvel? Ragnarok. Ragnarok was really fun.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, so Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man that actually counts, and it was really good.
Cool.
That came out this year. I don't know if you guys watched the John Wick movies, but I saw John Wick 2. That was really good. If you like Keanu Reeves fighting
people. I saw John Wick for the first time.
Did you like it?
Number one.
Did you like it?
It's alright. It's just standard, like, punishment.
I didn't think it was the standard thing, because I thought it was way... I thought the fighting style was so unique that it was, like, the action scenes and the fight scenes were so different.
What, number one or two?
Both. The whole way it's directed.
Number one,
he's basically kung fu with a gun.
I mean...
I found it, like, incredibly brutal compared to most...
I think once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
No, because it was different. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't like, because I do think once
I don't
you
think
see
it was
one,
different.
I think once you see one of them type of films, you've seen them all. But that one was like, oh, this is different. It was so brutal. He's just like fighting people, bang in the face, bang. It's like,
he was pretty effective at killing people. But I mean, apart from that, like, there's no difference in the story.
Oh, I liked it.
Does that conclude your films for the year?
Yeah, I mean, I did like some of the other ones a lot. I saw Atomic Blonde, which was quite good as well. That's the same guys that did John Wick, so Tiss will think it was generic trash. But I thought it was a pretty good spy movie with some cool fight scenes, but Tiss will probably think they were badly choreographed.
What a
sheer... Right, let's do the rest of these things. I don't know what this Christmas episode's been. It's moaning.
It's already, like... We're done with weird things.
Yeah,
we're just like normal people again.
Because we know the end.
I do need a break.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad we're having a break. I just think we need to come back fresh. And
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like, none of us have put any effort into this.
No.
Apart from this, which didn't take me long, I thought of 10 stupid foods and put them in a box.
Roasted lamb. What was that? Roasted lamb head.
Yeah, so they roast the whole lamb's head.
Rubs.
That's totally real.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jamaica.
That's so ridiculous. That's just ridiculous.
Shit, I didn't get any guess. Where was he going to say?
Jamaica.
No, you're wrong. It's not
mine. Thanks, Biff.
Crab linguine.
Yeah, like, where do they eat crab linguine on Christmas Day, or is that not a Christmas tradition?
It's real.
It's rubs.
Yeah.
Someone might, but it's not a Christmas tradition anywhere.
Serbia.
Right, go on then.
There you go, you can have that one. Apricot. Right. Rubs.
Do you want me to tell you about it before?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, so when in this country, when you wake up in the morning, you must eat an apricot.
It's
the first thing's tradition. The first thing you do before you do anything else in the day
must.
Is you
if
eat
someone
an
asks you, you have to say you had an apricot.
No, it's just tradition. The first thing you do when you got Christmas morning is eat an apricot. Real rubs.
Real.
You said rubs a minute ago.
Yeah, I changed it.
It was rubs. I love the
microphone. I thought it was going to be real and you were gutted.
Some of these are going to be... There's been about 20 rubs. None of these are real.
Who eats butterflies on Christmas Day, or does no one eat butterflies?
No one, I hope. It's probably real, isn't it?
Real or rubs?
Oh, God. I hope it's rubs, but I'm going to guess real.
You're guessing real? That's rubs.
Thank God.
But yeah, no one eats butterflies, do they?
Well, I don't know. It's a crazy
one. Someone might.
Maybe they do.
It might taste really scrummy.
There's two left. There you go.
Just can't imagine crackling. It's much worse.
KFC. That is real.
Yes, this was the easy one because we talked about
it
last
year. In Japan.
There you go. 2 points for me.
God, dead shit. Fermented birds preserved inside the hollowed out body of a seal. That's rubs. That's rubs.
Can you screen it again so we can definitely get it on the mic?
Just let me get this right. Dead fermented birds preserved inside the hollowed out body of a seal. That's going to the start of the episode, isn't it? That's going to be one of the first things.
Real or rubs?
Rubs.
Real.
Is it Iceland?
Is that your guess?
Well, I'm not sure what. Sweden?
I kind of wanted to give you a point for Iceland. It's Greenland.
Again?
Yeah, Greenland again.
Oh, like a rank.
I'm going to give you half a point.
Isn't that where Christmas was invented?
They eat all the shit.
That's where Santa lives, isn't it?
Lapland. Finland.
Who won, Bob?
6 points to beef. 4.5 to test, so beef.
Hey, you won coin in the I pudding. Won once.
Wow.
Once. Once, twice, three times a winner.
We need to record our Christmas song.
Three times a winner.
Should we record our Christmas song on the portable recorder to avoid bringing all this out of us?
Yeah, balls to that.
Okay.
Bollocks to that.
Yeah, let's do our outro. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
Cheers,
weird news
bye.
Next time. Bye.
Do you think it's going to be okay if I put it there to record? Like, it's not going to get matched with me matching the piano.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
So, yeah, as I was saying, I've only had a morning to learn this.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to rock back and forth between the chords. And then I know a bit of the stuff later on. But during the verse, I'm just going to literally be... It's like...
That's right.
So it's like that. Like, hey, Mr. Churchill, comes away. So it's like...
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll do a couple to get us into it.
Yeah, okay.
Are we recording, aren't we? Yeah, okay. So...
Mr. Churchill, come on, so it is, say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here, isn't so marching to from the enemy. Oh, I say stuff, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Almost every night down throughout these centuries. That is when I say, oh yes, yet again, catch the cavalry. Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love.
I did actually learn the notes, but I couldn't play them and sing. Well,
That was my best attempt at a morning of learning.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yay!
Merry Christmas!
This is me folding it up neatly because I want to keep it as a souvenir.
Merry Crimbo. Come back next week, we'll be doing weird news. See you later.
Yeah.
Until next time, Merry Crimbo.
Until next time, Merry Crimbo.